Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, welcome and thank you for tuning in to the Voice of the American Redoubt, our Saturday show here. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show by myself at the helm here without Lady Liberty. Hopefully you guys, the night before last, you were able to see the interview that we had. We had a great time. Myself, Lady Liberty, and Sam Culper from Forward Observer, who I'm going to talk about this morning. Were three guests who were all brought on at the same time, with Forrest Garvin emceeing or facilitating a really great discussion. And that was at PrepperNet, their YouTube channel, where they have various different, they have different guests on every Thursday, but they also have, you know, teaching preparedness topics. And really, PrepperNet is a network of folks who want to work together for mutual aid, training, and just building community with each other while they're training, based on various different cities. They have city groups. So they're all over the place, all over the country, and a lot of folks that are in PrepperNet who are providing the communications support for those various different city groups are AMRON members. So we've always had a really good relationship with PrepperNet, a lot of cross-pollination as far as AMRON members being members of PrepperNet. And then also a lot of our members are also subscribers and they work with Forward Observer. So their Fox company, which is the group of volunteers who just scan for news and information and intelligence, try to process that, make that available as, I guess, kind of a intelligence products, so the folks can have situation reports and so on from a kind of a patriot prepper perspective. So it's a great symbiotic relationship, and it has been for a long time. Sam and I have taught and been in each other's training and taught at the same events and have worked together for a long time. Ours is really oriented toward disaster and civil defense communications, whether the grid's up or grid down. But we focus heavily on grid down, radio communications, where Forward Observer focuses mostly on intelligence. So what we try to do is bridge that gap where they might have the greatest intelligence collectors and analysts in the world, but if they can't move that intelligence from point A to point B, it's not useful. So that's what we've always tried to work to overcome, that where the intelligence can move by the use of communications, you know, the radio operators, which is the whole point of emergencies. Hey, if a bridge is out, you want to let your community know, or if you have, a train derailment, you know, how can you, in a grid down situation, contact your emergency medical personnel, fire department, how can you get the right people to where they need to go, or coordinate bringing in clean bottled water with the National Guard, and how do you let the folks know when you're grid down? How do you get that word spread throughout your community and organize and coordinate? So that's what it's all about. And the other night, the night before, by the way, it's up on PrepperNet. You can go watch it. It's 2 hours. I can't believe how fast it went. But we discussed a lot of things. Even some disagreements took place as far as how we see things unfolding, or the future, the potential for how things might be unfolding. And maybe I'll get into that a little bit this morning in the time that we have. I think I will come back to that. But there's a couple of things here that I wanted to point out that just hit me on the news cycle. first of all, I was really saddened to see the Illinois, but not surprised, to see the Illinois treating Kyle Rittenhouse like a criminal, have a judge approved the extradition of Kyle Rittenhouse to Wisconsin so he can face the charges that they have trumped up against him there. It's clearly a case of self-defense. But man, the Patriots, they're going to make them pay and suffer for defending our nation against communist revolutionaries, which was one of the things that we discussed last night in this group setting. You know, where do you see all this going, and what do you think are the solutions? What do you think are the most pressing issues that we face, and what are some of the answers for that? Where do you see all this going? That's what everybody wants to know. They want to see what's the magic. Show me what's in your crystal ball. Well, really, we are in uncharted territory. You know, we can make educated guesses based on what we observe on the landscape of the socioeconomic, political landscape in our country and the world. And we're tuned into that stuff. We pay attention to that stuff. We also have a fairly good grasp on history and understand that some of those indicators are present now in our country, that we're in trouble. I mean, that's, you know, so as far as details about how it's going to go down and who's going to, what city's going to blow up next and what riots are going to break out, is just about anybody's guess. But what we do know is that the left is planning violence. There's several intelligence pieces of information right now. They're working to try to shut down several social media sites that they're claiming are used by right-wing extremists or militias. They are planning on taking over D.C. It looks like all the polls and all the indicators are, oh, Biden's going to win. But even the left isn't buying it. You could tell they don't believe it, because they are organizing and planning for, well, civil unrest. I mean, they've said that they are going to do. So here we are, the last weekend before the elections. We're, 4 days away now. Most of us have already voted. The lines are already drawn. Everyone knows where they are going to stand on the issues. Walmart reversed their decision yesterday after their original report saying that they want to limit violence amid the mounting social unrest. Walmart on Thursday removed all guns and ammunition from its sales floors in stores nationwide. The Walmart sells firearms and ammo in about half of their 4,700 U.S. stores. Well, they're going back. They're putting them back on the shelf right now. So officials with Walmart said Friday that employees are putting guns and ammunition back on the sales floors in stores. And so there we are. They're saying the step has been taken as a precaution for the safety of our associates and customers. No time frame has been set for returning the firearms to the store shelves. This is after they pulled them. So now they're putting them back. They said a lot of your smaller stores have more adequate security where we don't have to do that, you know, pull firearms. Noting that gun sales have been off the charts industry-wide for 2020. Yes, they have indeed. Folks understand. And still, we're getting folks saying, how can I get an AR-15? I want to get a cheap one. I found one, but they want like $800 for it. Hey, $800 is what it costs now. Should have gotten it when we told you to. So let's project that onto something else. What's the next thing you're going to be wishing you would have gotten when you're being told to? We'll see if you're going to listen. Food. Food shortages are coming. I'll say it again more clearly. Food shortages are coming. Get it now. Food is still amazingly inexpensive, especially rice, beans, lentils, that kind of stuff. Sugar, salt. I mean, your base type of foods. And learn to cook with those things. All the spices you need and everything you could eat for months, really, for just a few hundred bucks if you rationed it and you just got bulk basics. But anyway, get it while you can. Most of us are hunkered down and we're just watching right now. And so the question comes up, are we going to have a civil war in this country? What's that going to look like? The Patriots are going to rise up. God's going to save us. Or they're not, because the church is asleep and nobody cares anymore. There's a great falling away. Oh, but the rapture is going to come, so we won't have to worry about it. Versus, no, the Patriots, Americans are tough. They always rise up at the right moment. We're fighters. We always have been. Others are like, well, that's not who we are anymore. They've pretty much been, you know, emasculated, demasculated. And we don't have that type of fighting spirit in us anymore. And the enemy does. And they're organized and we're not. So where are we in all of this? Maybe I'll talk about some of that when we come back from the break, because these are the things that we talked about Thursday night on the PrepperNet group. And there's actually kind of three main schools of thought. And I fall right in the middle of there, not in the middle like on a linear scale, but in the middle of a, I guess, kind of a pie scale. So we'll talk about that. But anyway, let's take a break. This segment is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. Riverfront Suites on the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho. Great little place to get away. You're going up to St. Joe up to enjoy the fall colors, and you just want to snuggle in. It's about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene, south end of Coeur d'Alene Lake. But St. Joe feeds into the Coeur d'Alene Lake down there, and it's just really beautiful, especially this time of night. This time of the year. So you guys sit tight. We'll be right back. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Greetings, Patriots. This is Chris Walsh, broker at Revolutionary Realty, located in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I sell land and backwoods cabins to America's Patriots every day. Creeks, springs, timber, and game, good survivable property without natural disasters. The state of Idaho has a balanced budget, and our people believe deeply in the Second Amendment. Call me today at 208-667-1776 or visit me online at www.revrealty.us. I'll be glad to serve you, and God bless America.
Minuteman Coffee Company, born out of the idea of freedom, liberty, and the patriot movement sweeping across this great nation that we call home. Single origin, whole bean coffee, roasted and blended to perfection in small batches when you order. Minuteman Coffee is delivered to your door for the freshest, most robust whole bean coffee you've ever tasted. Coffee is the second most important item for your preps next to water, so why not have the best coffee in your preps? Check us out on the web at www.minutemencoffee.com. MinutemenCoffee.com.
All right, welcome back to segment two of The Voice of the American Redoubt. Saturday morning here on KTW 96.5 FM and on the AM dial at 630 kilohertz. A lot of amateur radio operators with their HF stations tuned in. Just flip it over to AM and set the dial on 0.630. And there you are. It's kind of cool to be able to listen into you in your ham shack. Oh, and plus, you know, our live streaming and all of our archive shows are up there at radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com. I wanted to remind you also on that Minuteman Coffee. Those guys, it's just really, really great. Really great coffee. And they're coming out with K-Cups for the holidays, in time for the holidays, I should say. They're not just doing it for the holidays. But, they have the K-Cups now, and also they have free shipping if you order two bags, that's pretty tough to beat. But, they just keep getting better and better over there. So, check those guys out when you get a chance. Okay, there is, are we headed into a civil war? Yes, we are in a, well, we are definitely in a conflict. And there has already been bloodshed, but on a super low scale. This is what we call low intensity conflict. People are not acting normal how they normally would if when we're, all things are, you can't say that we're peaceful. And it is true, but we're not at full blown war, at least full blown war, at least the kind of war that we think about. This is fifth generational warfare. One of the most powerful tools in warfare is the psychological operations, are the psychological operations, propaganda, and so on, the swaying of the masses, which you have the most powerful tool that's ever existed in the face of human history, and that's our social media. So we have increasingly youth that are embracing communism, globalism, socialism, anti-Americanism as the way to go. And it's a good thing, actually, in their minds. Because they're told that they think it's a good thing and they don't want to be left out and feel like the only idiot that doesn't agree. But this battlefield of the mind is taking place by communists from overseas that are telling you the values that you have and the things that are fair and the things that are just and the things that are not and what is history and what isn't. And these are communist operatives. This has been shown over and over, time and again. So, I mean, could we end up with here right now? And of course, what we're seeing also, a lot of evidence pointing to the Chinese involvement with affecting this election. Here's one through voter harassment, intimidation. Could you even say maybe latent threats, doxing? Over at American Truth Today, there is a website called Donald Trump Watch revealing the addresses of local Trump donors for Antifa and BLM terrorist targeting. So if you didn't know it, there's a website, over at American Truth Today, they did a little expose on this. Now, at first, it's like, oh my gosh, sir, you can just put in an address and you can find out all of the Trump's donors and then they'll know right where you live and they can come to your house and throw Molotov cocktails through your windows. And it's an invitation for BLM and Antifa. And well, yeah, that's what they're trying to do. But this isn't some thing that the left come up with. This is actually, you can go to Donor Watch, and you can browse by people, you can browse by party, Democrat, Republican, or Independent, you can browse by state, and you put in the search parameters and you can look and see who donated to which party or different candidates all around you. It's a great intelligence tool for you to understand. Now, and Sam Culper is a strong proponent of doing a local intelligence assessment to find out who your neighbors are and who supports what type of mindset and mentality. Now, this works both ways. You can also use this tool to find out who the Trump and Republican and certain supporters are. If they've donated money to a certain candidate, they're invested. They believe heavily in the platform that candidate believes in. You could generally say that that's true. So if they've actually reached into their pockets or their wallet and pulled and invested in Trump, this is a potential ally too. So this could be a way for you to map out people that you might even be able to contact to begin networking with and corresponding with and build up a network of people that you know are like-minded. It's also a good way for you to find out who Democrat donors are. I mean, if somebody has actually given money to make sure the Governor Inslee gets reelected, or Governor Nuisance in California, or Kate Brownshirt in Oregon, and you've got somebody right across the street from you who actually gave $1,000 to make sure that person gets reelected, that's the person that will turn you in when the time comes, when they say, if you know of anyone that you suspect could be this, 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 or this, call this anonymous hotline. We kind of want to know what kind of mentality those people around you might have. So Donor Watch is a good resource. Don't get all paranoid because I gave $100 to Trump's campaign and now I'm on this donor list and now the Antifa is going to be coming and visiting me. And you know what? Don't be afraid of communists. Be ready to defend life, liberty, and property. But these are valuable intelligence tools all the way around. That works both ways. So, but let's go back and take a look at this, though, this donor watch that specifically is trying to at least intimidate Trump donors to make them think that, oh, now you're going to be targeted. But this is what they say in this article. Far left operatives created the Donald Trump Watch website recently to reveal local Trump donors in your community. Users are able to punch in the address of any location in the country, and a map will show you the name and address of any Trump donor in the area. The website using FEC data to target Trump voters and donors. So what they found, and they did some research, the registering company for this website goes back to Dynadot LLC. It was a small company in San Mateo, California, and now has two Chinese offices and a Toronto, Canada office. This stinks of communist operative all over it. The only reason for calling Trump a racist and doxing his supporters online is to let BLM and Antifa know where we live. It has our names, amount of donations, and our addresses according to zip code. They could easily target donors with a single geographic area. So when you go back and you run this down, Donald Trump Watch, it goes to back to who is Dynadot LLC. So you go back to Dynadot. It's a privately held ICANN accredited domain name register and web hosting company founded by software engineer Todd Han, H-A-N, in 2002. The headquarters is in San Mateo, California, with offices in Zhengzhou and Beijing, China. So that's who these people are. The Chinese, they've got their fingerprints all over the disruption of this election. But like I said, I don't think the left is falling for it. They are ramping up so heavily and preparing for violence and what they call direct action. But of course, the fake news is they're going to call it demonstrations. These are not demonstrations. This is an insurrection. These are not marches. These are riots. This is not dissension. This is a coup. It is illegal. So someone said, what about what if the Chinese come? That's a possibility. I mean, already they're making they're laying the groundwork for making an appeal to the international community when Trump refuses to leave power. We've talked about this already. So let me go back to this just discussion, I guess, kind of a informal review of what we were talking about Thursday night, where we had some disagreements. Lady Liberty was saying, you know, hey, I believe that they're, you know, in a revival, that the church is awakening. I see the Lord moving and I he can help us. The church rise up and the patriots rise up and make a stand against these communists. While Sam Culper's shaking his head and he's saying they don't care. The youth want socialism. The conservatives are aging and dying out, and plus they don't have the spine to stand up. Nobody has the spine to actually stand up. There's not enough of them. Forrest Garvin is saying, well, I believe that the Lord could save us, but we're in the end times. We were told We were told persecution is coming. We were told there would be a world, one world government. That's going to happen. And no amount of wishing, hoping, or praying is going to change that. Otherwise, the Bible wouldn't be true. So they all have good and valid points. We do see the church like going to sleep. We were told there would be a great falling away of the church. So can we expect this revival that's going to save America? So really interesting three-way discussion here. And I like the Joshua Caleb approach. Our God is so great. Any enemy that you think is overpowering, God can just step back and watch him work and watch him bring victories to you if he chooses to. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter. We're going to stand against evil. I do see a revival happening in the church, but only among a small, so I see it growing, and that's encouraging. But it is a remnant of the church. I see socialism creeping in into the church, and they're adapting and adopting the world's arguments for governance, what that should look like, what that might look like. But I do see a revival. I see the patriots not organized, and I see the communists highly organized, but I also see a new stirring and awakening in the conservative pockets, like the American Redoubt, where the leadership are talking. And the militias are organizing and training, and their new members are joining their ranks as fast as they can bring them on. So I do think maybe behind the curve, but in certain geographic areas, we are seeing the patriots rise up and organize. There is an awakening among a segment of the church. And I do believe that we're heading into the end times and we're like right on the precipice of it. But we don't know if that's a year or 5 years or 10 years. And a lot can happen, as we all know, in just 1 year. So we can't just also say, you know, well, although the rapture's coming, it's the end of the world. And so, as you know, none of this matters anyway. That's not true. We've got a duty. We have jobs to do until our Lord comes. So anyway, a lot more to talk about if I had time, but we don't. We're out of time. So tomorrow night, 8 p.m., RadioFreeRedoubt.com. You guys have a blessed rest of the weekend. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. God bless.